You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Taisvis in Kiddushin. Taisvis in Kiddushin says, Sreifas Kachim, right? No, you found it?
I didn't get a chance.
Okay. A week? Sreifas Kachim. Sreifas Kachim, you can't burn on Yom Tov. Why, the Gemara says? Because ein essay, doicha loises of essay. The Sreifas Kachim can't, the mitzvah of Sreifas Kachim can't push away Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is a loises of essay. Okay? Loises of essay. And since it's a loises of essay, we have a call, ein essay doicha loises of essay. So all the Rishayim ask Akasha, why don't you let a woman do it? Since a woman is potter from the say of Sreif, of Yom Tov, because it's a mitzvah say she's my grandma, therefore, a woman should be able to burn kachim because of essay doicholoisa. That's the kasha. Tois is es and old Rishayim. So first we'll say what the Rishayim say. The Rishayim say from there is a raya that as far as the essay of Yom Tov, women also have the essay of Yom Tov. So by them it's also loisa vesa. Why? Why is it? Why they chayv in this essay? Because this essay, what does the essay tell you? Don't do malacha. What?
There's no
ma'aser.
There's doesn't have a drama,
because they're busy. Oh, good point. Right. The Rambam, right. That's a good point. We'll get to that. But basically, they're saying is, because the essay tells you the same thing as the lav. And since, you know, it's, what does the lav tell you? Don't write. Don't be choyrish. Don't see. Don't plow. The essay tells you the same thing. So how could you say, because of a technicality, calls man grandma, woman a potter, if we know women are chayev, not to do malachas. The essay tells you don't do lamites malachas, and this tells you not to do lamites malachas. So male woman are chayev. That's most of Rish, that's what the Ran of Rishayim explained. And that's what we said, the Chor Pshat in the Rambam, at the Rambam holds, the Chinuch holds, that women are chayev in the essay. Look, that's the Hezber. Taisvis holds their taka potter. The Rabbeinu Yosef Meretzal holds their potter. Elo, right? They were takapata. I so why don't you say Sreifas Kachim is doicha the loisa se? Because since it's not doicha for men, it's not doicha for women too. Why? Because the pshat is that when you say ain essa doicha loisa se v'essa, right? There's a call essay doicha loisa se, but ain essa doicha loisa v'essa. So Kiveg already sort of alludes it right away. He says, look at Taisus in Chulin. Taisus in Chulin b'kitzah is more longer than Taisus in Pesachim. What does it say? What if somebody, there's an essay and a lois of an essay, right? Let's take the Gemara's case. A person shechts a chicken on Yom Tov, right? And now he has to do kisi adam, but he has no dirt prepared. So he'll dig up the dirt in a way that'll jump, it'll go right away on the blood, and it'll be over the love of Yom Tov in order to do kisi adam. So Gemara says, no, ein essay doicha Loisa sevase. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos says, what if he does it? It's because of some shot in the Gemara. Tosfos says, what if he does it? He shouldn't have done it. He doesn't get, does he get Malkus? He doesn't even get Malkus. Oh, so that's two shittas in Tosfos. Whether he gets Malkus or not. What's the Machloikus? The Machloikus is, why is Essay not Deuch Loisa sevase? Because, is it because the Lav is could be pushed away, but the essay can't, because ein essay doicha essay. Taka the Ritva's lashon is lav dafka. Does the Gemara have to say ein essay doicha loisa v'essa? You could say ein essay doicha essay. Or the pshat is but memele it's doicha the lav. You don't get malchus. The other pshat says no. A loisa said that has an essay with it is a raya that the loisa has a stronger lav. Let's just use the tzushtel, just like you say in the Gemara in Yevamis. That ain essa doicha loisa se shebekares, right? If you have a lav shebekares, a whole shakra tari in the Gemara, but let's say you hold that the lav essa is not doicha lav. Why is it not doicha lav? Because the lav is a stronger lav. What's the mucker of essa doicha loisa se? Klayim betzitzis. Klayim is a loisa se. Erva is a loisa shesh bekares. So the similar vein, a loisa se in the essay. Yom Tov, even though women could be technically potter from the essay, since this lav has an essay, it's a stronger lav. That's the Me'eretz Yisrael. The problem that we, I think we left off with is, what's the Rishenim's Raya? I don't know, maybe we didn't say that. The Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says like this. The Gemara in Yevamos says that Sreifas Kotchim, right? What do you learn that? You learn that by Shlomim, by Noiser, V'yayim HaShlishi, right? Yisarev. You have to, so it says, B'yayim V'lo B'layla. You burn it, B'yayim V'lo B'layla. The Vav tells you not only if it's Yom Shlishi, but let's say some reason you left it, you didn't realize it, it's 3 days later, 5 days later, a year later, doesn't matter, 1 day later, you still have to burn it only during the day. Sreifas Kotchim is only B'yayim. Ad kedei kach, the Mishnah Berurah even brings the Dagam of Ava, that maybe the women that burn the challah should only during the day, not at night. I mean, Chizkina brings us in his Mefalpo this question. Okay, but the challah is that called the same as Kotchim. But the din is Kotchim is Zicha only during the day. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua and the Shar Melech, Im Kain, what is Tysus's Raya? That what's Tysus's question? Let the woman burn kachim because it's only esedei chaloisas. And the male Tysus comes out with a teretz. Oh, must be lava stronger. And the Ran says must be that the woman achayv an essay. What's the raya? What's your question? A woman should burn kachim. Women are potter from burning kachim. Right? It's a mitzvah seishas man gramav. So what esedei chaloisas says a shayach on them. That's the Pnei Yeshua and Shammai.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Oh, so. Why is that? Let's remember.
It's not like tefillin we have every day.
Oh, so the Turi Evan. It's a Turi Evan Svara. Turi Evan says this in a few places. It says in Chagiga, he says in the Chagasai. Let's go where he goes on. Tosis in Gedushin Lamed Vav asks, why do you need a Pasik? B'nei Yisrael soimchin v'lo b'nei Yisrael. There's a din smicha by Kabbanis. So in Kabbanis, you have to do smicha. You have to push down on the behemah. So the Gemara learns out, b'nei Yisrael, only men and not women. Fractisis, what do I need a pasuk for? You can only do it during the day and you can't do it at night. Right? During the day and during the night. Right? Because the din is, avoda b'kachim is only during the day. B'yom tzavasei. Just like you bring the karbonas during the day and you do this, all avodah in the basement is during the day. So it's a mitzvah say, shazman grama. Says the Turi Evan, what the mayor just said, because there's a big difference. A mitzvah, like tefillin, let's say it's only during the day and not at night. The pshat is, I have a mitzvah to put on tefillin today. Okay, let's assume every day a mitzvah. We've discussed that before, but there's a mitzvah due today, right? Or every minute of the day. The mitzvah that I have tomorrow is not the same mitzvah as I have today. Whether I was mekayimit or not mekayimit yesterday, I have to put on tefillin tomorrow. You're just like a shofar. A guy didn't blow shofar last year. I still has to blow pay dalid. A guy became a ger in the middle of the year. He says, well, you didn't blow last year. Well, yeah, but now you're cutting, whatever it is, right? So the chiyuv is a new chiyuv. Masha enkein smicha, what's mechayiv you? It's not that the day is mechayiv you. The carbon is mechayiv you. And the only reason you have a mitzvah today is because you didn't do it yesterday. Had you done it yesterday, it would be already called a smicha. Right? Even though take it for smicha shchita, but the din is still you shacht it. So therefore, that's what the Meir is saying. The nighttime is not the pshat, the mitzvah is gone. When you talk about tefillin, the mitzvah is gone. What do you mean the mitzvah is gone? The mitzvah is tomorrow. That's a new mitzvah. It has nothing to do with it. You could be a guy could be become a ger tomorrow. He's having the same mitzvah as you. What does it do yesterday, right? Masha ein kein, as far as this, right? This chiyuv is a chiyuv because the animal needs smicha, and you're supposed to do it. And tomorrow you're doing it because you didn't do it yesterday. Had you done it yesterday, then what? Then it wouldn't be a mitzvah. So the nighttime is, the day is not what's mechayiv you, the night is mafsik. The night just says, at night it's a puzzle. But not that the mitzvah is not there. But other places, by tefillin, so pshat is the night says that there's no more mitzvah. That's it, there's no more mitzvah tefillin. What do you mean there's no mitzvah tomorrow? Tomorrow's a new mitzvah, it has nothing to do with today. Masha'en came by smicha, and we mentioned also Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam holds that women are chayvim binyan beis hamikdash. So the kasha is why it's a mitzvah shezman grama, right? It says that ain boinin el b'yayim. The Torah says no. Why do you build a beis hamikdash? Because you didn't build it yesterday. Had you built it yesterday, you wouldn't have to build it today. It's built, right? So it's not the pshat that the mitzvah is a new mitzvah the next day. It's a continuation of the same mitzvah.
Who? Bamila.
Oh, that's the problem. So that's a good svara. But we see Tosis doesn't hold of it in Kedushin, where this Tosis is. Exactly. So in the other Rishonim, you have to check if they hold that Mila is Zman Grama or not.
Right?
But Tosfos asks Akasha. The Gemara says women are potter from Mila. Right? Why? Because Vayomel Avraham says, "But Akasha Tziva, Oisoi V'lo Oisa." So women are potter. So Frek Tos Akasha. There's two kashas. One is it's from the eighth day on. Right? And that Tosfos says that's not called Zman Grama because it's continual. It just continues. Or it's mitzvah Zman Grama means it has a beginning point and end point. You blow Shefer Hashanah, Matzah Hashanah is gone. You sit Sukkah during Sukkah, after Sukkah is gone. But over here, once the eighth day comes, if a guy didn't malta, he's a Russian, and he's 105 years old, he still gets a bris milah. Right? I could say it over, but Roy Neuberger, his father, the first time he put on tefillin, he was 105 years old. 105 years old. He got him to put on tefillin. It's amazing, no? I don't think he was waiting for 105, but he finally convinced him at 105 to... What?
Was the
Hashmar
Brandon.
Of who?
Brandon.
Yeah, how do you know the story?
Because I'm from the
Dushi. Oh, is she? But Pella de Kazakh. I think this was before he saw... what was the president at that time? He had a private audience with the... because he was a big contributor, I guess, to the party or something. But what else would you get to see the president? Not because he put on the film. But what? That could be. I don't know. But that could be made the difference. But he doesn't know that. But so that's first kasha. And that's a terrorist. Then Tyson asks, but you don't mal at night. Comes along the Turi Evan again, and he answers the same. But Tyson doesn't answer it. Tyson says, you're right, it's his man Grumma. The Gemara is going there with the man Amar. Mila Shalom is mana is kosher b'layla. Right? But if you hold it's not, it's a Zman Grama. And we said, over the years, it makes a nafkamina legabe and eved. Is eved chayev to mal? Because if you say it's Zman Grama, he's potter, just like Isha. If you say like the Turi Evan, it's not called a Zman Grama, it's just the mir of the pasik, it's oisoy v'lo oisa, but not oisoy v'lo eved. That will come at nafkamina. So Memela, at least according to Tosfos, the kasha comes back again. What's the...
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.